I came here as an international student, and I've lived here for the last 12 years, not knowing what the next courses of action. Everything seems too large, too complex. Okay, we have to fly back to Malaysia to vote, but what else? How can we create an awareness? How do we create a common dialogue where all Malaysians sit down together and we're talking about this next level of movement and transformation?
A large check would be a good start. But honestly, if you feel that the riot reform agenda, we call it RARA or RARA, the riot reform agenda, if you feel it is an agenda worth supporting, if you feel the fight for change is worth fighting for, if you feel we need a civilized society in Malaysia, and if you feel that Malaysia is a very uncivilized society, and if you feel the civil liberties movement can help contribute towards seeing a civilized society emerge, then we need to seek change through the electoral process. We need to seek change constitutionally. I would like to say that what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa should be duplicated in Malaysia. But let's be realistic, it's not going to happen. In North Africa and the Middle East, it is the people versus the government. Unfortunately, in Malaysia, it is not the people versus the government. Is one political coalition versus another political coalition. It is two political groups fighting for power, fighting to become the next prime minister. The people are not quite involved in this fight, so we want the people to be involved. And the only way we're going to see real change is when the people are involved in the fight for change. Not only when the politicians fight and we just become spectators, then we're not going to see it. One thing you can do, if you can't go back to Malaysia to vote, if you are a permanent citizen or a permanent resident or citizen of Australia and there's no way you can do anything back in Malaysia but your heart is still with Malaysia, form a group. Let it be the Sydney group. Let it be Rakyat Malaysia Persatuan Sydney or whatever. And through this group, go lobby your Australian government. Speak to your Australian government. Put pressure on your Australian government. Impress upon your Australian government that we have this large community of Malaysians who will be voting for you in the next Australian elections. But there's something we want for you before we vote for you. And what is that something? We want the Australian government to pressure the Malaysian government into agreeing to an international team of observers, maybe even a team of observers made up of Commonwealth nations who are going to be allowed to go to Malaysia to monitor the Malaysian elections and to make sure that there's no fraud and gerrymandering. It's been tried and we've been declined. Malaysia said, we know how to run elections. We don't need foreign observers to teach us how to run elections. Sure, you can run the elections. We're talking about free and fair elections that they don't know how to run. And only by international pressure. And foreign governments have done this before. You know, they've got these Commonwealth nations getting together to send observers to monitor elections in countries where the elections end up with bloodshed. There's shooting and there's killing and there's bombing during election. They send. Okay, there's no killing and shooting. It's only I break your head, you break my head. And, you know, some stitches and plaster. But still, there is a lot of problem. Huh? There are a lot of problems with the elections. And we want foreign. So you as Australians can play your part. You know, you can play a role. Go squeeze your senators or your members of parliament in Australia and get them to lobby. If we can get just four or five members of parliament to start the ball rolling, and if we can get maybe, 50 signatures? Don't forget that the petition on Anwar Ibrahim, Michael Denby actually